Stay there. Stay there. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Just one thing I desire.
I'm sure that's your desire, as well as mine, that we would be in the presence of God, knowing what God is saying to us, worshiping and blessing Him. So make today a good day. Focus on the Lord in spite of all of the unrest that be going on around you. And we certainly are praying for those who are in the Baltimore area, believing God for peace as well as justice. But in the midst of everything, we give God praise and we give God thanks. I want to welcome you to Morning Manna. If this is your first time joining us, we say the Lord bless you. And if you join us each Wednesday, I say thank God for you. I do pray that you will have a blessed day. Know that I'm praying for you, and you can shoot a prayer request if you so desire, garnerleach_@hotmail.com, or you can send me a message on Facebook, and I will include your request on today. I want to go right to the word of the Lord that's coming out of Psalm 27. I want to start reading at verse number 1 and continuing through verse number 6. Reading from the NIV, David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. And though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. The war break out against me, even then will I be confident." And then in verse 4 is where I want to really speak from. "One thing have I asked from the Lord, and this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple." Verse 4, "One thing I asked from the Lord," or "I desired of the Lord." And that's what I want to just raise the question this morning. I want to ask you, what's your one thing? I want to speak a word of instruction on this morning, because I'm concerned that many of us are going to mess up again and not get to where God has called us to be in this season of our life. And I want to speak to those who are being challenged as you're striving to bring balance and order in your life, as you're seeking to fulfill God's plans for your life and or your ministry. And most people live their life all over the place, and many are too scattered and are wearing themselves out doing too many things at the same time and making little or no progress at anything. And so those who may be listening, I want to say again, you can't focus on what you're supposed to be doing because you're too scattered. And it's possible to do good things and still not be in God's will. And I wonder, is there anyone who has gotten curious and have asked God lately, "Lord, what is my one thing that I need to focus on right now?" And so in Psalm 27, David begins to celebrate God for being his source of salvation. and that God's favor is able to cancel out and to destroy any plan of the enemy. And I believe one of the plans of the enemy that we often fail to recognize is being too busy and failing to discern that overzealousness can become an enemy of God because it takes away from our focusing on our purpose, and that is to primarily worship God and then fulfill the destiny that he's determined for our life. And I have an expression that I've gotten from my late mother, and I use it often for the sake of those who are just busy. And sometimes I find myself saying to people the same thing that my mother said, that you need to get somewhere and just sit down. And that word is a word that to somebody even this morning who's feeling overwhelmed, and it's like you've begun to just go in circles. And it's not always about doing more, as much as it is about being more in God and allowing him to work through the resources that he's already given us. And so David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold, Hashemah, is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And I know in context, David is referring to his enemy's attempts to destroy his life and disrupt his ability to properly rule as king. But he counters the enemy's attack by refocusing his attention from them and putting his focus back on God. And you see, you can't do everything and succeed. And so David in verse 4 said, one thing I ask the Lord, and this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And here is the remedy for anyone seeking to get things back on track. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that is what I'm going to seek after. And I want to challenge you to discover what your one thing is. And if you choose two things, you won't necessarily achieve either. So it's time to walk in peace, and this will require you having to say no to many things. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that one thing is what I'm going to pursue and seek after it. And when things are not working out the way you hoped, it is because you are doing good things. But did you count the cost? Because anything that distracts us from destiny, even though it may be a good thing, but it's not necessarily saying that's where God wants us to have our focus and invest time and energy. And things, again, that are not easy become more challenging, and it's often an indication that it's time to refocus. And that's what I'm saying to us as we're getting ready to step into another month. Let's pause and refocus and recalibrate our lives and say, God, I desire to know and to do your will, but God, I find myself sometimes being pulled to the left, to the right, and demands that have been placed on us from so many different directions. But it's not the will of God for us to exhaust ourselves saying that we're doing the will of God. And that's why even the Lord commanded the disciples after a time of intense ministry. And he said, come aside and rest a while so that we can receive strength, hallelujah, to go back and to do the assignment that's on our life. And so in Luke 10:38-40, it said, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was disturbed by all the preparations that had to be made. And she came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. And so here are two sisters who both have expectation of a visitation from Jesus. And while one is busy doing so much to prepare, the other chose to do what was most important, and that was to sit down and to listen to what Jesus had to say, since there was no guarantee that they would have a second chance. And so Martha became angry because she wanted her sister to leave her one thing to help her with 10 things perhaps. And this sounds like people today who are busy doing so much, and they will become angry with you because you know what your one thing is and refuse to leave that to help them do nothing. And I want to announce that it's time to release people again who drain you and pull on you and then end up leaving you anyway. Keep something for yourself, because there will always be many, many demands that will be placed on you, but they are a one-sided relationship. You need harmony or balance now in your life, because life is all about being intentional. And you are not just going to stumble into purpose or destiny. So come on, beloved, it's time to seek after what you know the one thing is for you. And so this message is so real to me, even as the Lord has been dealing with me of late, about making certain that I know and I do the one thing that he has assigned for me during this season. And so I had to repent and adjust some things a second time this year, because I want to be faithful and fruitful in one area rather than two or three things and nothing happening in any of them. So get out of that rut and get back on track. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 and 3, as I'm getting ready to close from the Message Bible, and it says, then God said, you've been going around in circles in these hills long enough. Now go north. And so the word of the Lord to many of us today is, well, you know, when you know what your one thing is, refocus how you use your time. And everything that has your attention moving forward does not deserve your attention. Do what matters the most and accept that not everyone deserves a response from you or an explanation from you about what you're doing with your time and your investment in what God has called you to do. And so David said, one thing again have I desired of the Lord, and I'm going to seek after that. So choose the most important thing and know that you're on assignment, you're on God's schedule, and that you're fulfilling God's purpose for your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we honor you today, God, for who you are. We thank you that you're our God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you call times and seasons to be manifested in all of our lives. And so today, even as your word has come to challenge us to focus and to know what the one thing is, Lord, we confess that we've not always known what your will has been. But God, our desire is to know. So this day, God, we say, have your way in our lives. Bless the people. Call us, oh God, to know and to do your will. Get your glory out of our lives as we give you praise, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Seek to know what that one thing is, and then do God's will. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom, shalom.